This is Catherine Burt of Burt Gallery, and this is podcast number 2 for the exhibit Sydney Burley, the Art Workers Guild, and the Arts and Crafts Movement. It's based upon my research for the July through September exhibition. Sydney Burley, master watercolorist. As a watercolorist, Burley dominated the late 19th century Providence artistic community, celebrating a medium that had largely been looked down upon as an inferior artistic choice, relegated to women artists and beginning painters, or for topographical renderings and preparatory sketches. The trendsetter Burley loved the medium for all its capacity to capture the natural scenery, the layers of color in nature, and its freshness. Watercolors are difficult to master, being both spontaneous and complex at the same time, all the more exciting and challenging for a man of Burley's temperament. Upon his return to Providence, Burley's identity as a watercolor painter was quickly established despite his equal talent as an oil painter. The art critic at the Providence Journal noted in 1885, quote, "The only professed watercolorist in Providence is Mr. Sydney Burley," unquote. The status of watercolor painters changed during Burley's lifetime. It was prominent American artists such as Winslow Homer, John Sargent, and John Lafarge who elevated the status of the medium in the art world. Then there was John Ruskin and William Morris, godfathers of the arts and crafts movement, who recognized the watercolor medium was wrongly maligned as a utilitarian and decorative art and should be considered on equal standing with other fine arts. Burley evolved as a watercolor painter and was accepted into prominent watercolor societies and artistic clubs as they emerged across the country, including the New York Watercolor Club, the American Watercolor Society, and he founded locally the Providence Watercolor Club in 1896. He was a member of the National Academy of Design, and his watercolors were shown regularly in other cities. Burley went on to national prominence as a prize winner in national juried exhibitions such as the 1904 St. Louis Exposition and the 1913 Buffalo Society of Arts. Locally, the Rhode Island School of Design recognized the importance of the decorative arts and hired the young Burley as a watercolor instructor in 1897. The dashing Burley became very popular for his genial nature and good humor, and oftentimes the public took for granted his tremendous talent. First-hand examination of a Burley watercolor is an obvious testament to his skill, but it is among the toughest art critics in Providence, fellow artists, that today we truly understand his dominance in the medium. Artist Charles Walter Stetson, who rose to national and international artistic fame, wrote in 1892, quote, "Burley was one of the very best watercolorists of the country." Mabel Ducasse, art critic and artist who immigrated to Providence, wrote in 1929, quote, "There is a quality to his work which suggests that of the masters of Renaissance when they chose to employ line and wash. It is character born of perfect certainty of touch and of flowing freedom of line. It is seldom achieved by modern watercolorists. Mr. Burley is a true aquarellist who thinks in terms of his medium and models with it every inch of his picture." Sydney Burley, the Providence Watercolor Club in 1896. 16 years after the founding of the Providence Art Club, Burley joined 4 other artist members, H. Anthony Dyer, Stacy Tolman, Abigail Cook, and Gertrude Parmalee Cady, to start the Providence Watercolor Club in 1896. A group of 40 artists were quickly assembled and the first annual watercolor exhibition organized. As years passed, this group purchased its own building on Thomas Street, evolved into the Rhode Island Watercolor Club, and still operates today in Slater Park, Pawtucket. This early assembly of artists enjoyed a special camaraderie in addition to the annual watercolor shows. They had art swapping parties, theatrical productions, and sketching outings. Each shared their special affinity for the medium, and H.A. Dyer and Stacy Tolman would go on to develop a keen sense of identity as watercolor painters, particularly H.A. Dyer in the gouache medium. The Providence Watercolor Club sketched sojourns were the source of many a burly watercolor of Little Compton, Ireland, Mount Monadnock, and other New England vistas. Paintings from this body of work made their way into exhibitions where Burley had great concern with the color balance and design in his work. Mabel Ducasse noted in 1931 that he, quote, does not hesitate to alter the position of an object, the direction of a contrast, or the intensity of a tone in order to better express his idea. However, while Burley indulged upon his experience and technical abilities in his work, he was known for the patience in maneuvering to find a point from which the natural arrangement approached his wish. End of quote. Burley was a very passionate painter and sought every opportunity to draw and paint. He always kept little sketchbooks where he would draw in pastel or watercolor, and these little studies would later turn out into exhibit quality works. Following his first exhibit at Dahlin Richards Gallery in Boston in 1881, he had over 50 exhibitions in his lifetime. In addition, he submitted his work regularly to be shown at the Boston Art Club, the National Academy of Design, the Salmagundi, American Watercolor Club, and New York Watercolor Society. The Providence Watercolor Club became a special retreat for Sidney Richmond Burley, where he found colleagues who likewise found solace in the medium of watercolor, and where he generated throughout his career, quote, watercolors of distinguished quality, of sure technique, and sparkling clarity of color, of grave beauty of landscape, and a lyric loveliness of blue skies. Providence Journal, 1929.